Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. You ever wonder how challenge competitors are selected or which challenges were too dangerous for TV? You can learn all that and more on MTV's official challenge podcast. Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Welcome back to the Open Mic Holiday Special. Buddy Claus is coming to town.
That's right, Buddy Claus is coming to town. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer will be dressed up as Santa Claus here very, very shortly. We are at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Millennia location. It's the Open Mic Holiday Special, Year 3. I'm dressed up as an elf. Scott Harris, our engineer on site, dressed up as an elf. Brandon Kravitz dressed up as half an elf. He's got on his jeans and an elf hat and the little elf. What do you call that little thing around your neck? I don't know. The elf, the jester, whatever.
It's like a jester thing. Yeah,
is he wearing a choker? What's going on here?
A jester choker, we'll call it. And also, we have a new elf, Jamie Say, WKMG News 6 Sports Director. Just such a good friend of the show.
Aww.
Showed up in the cold weather to be part of the Open Mic Holiday Special. Thank you, Jamie Say.
It's great to be here. You know, my hometown of Voorheesville, New York, in upstate New York, just got 32 inches of snow the other night.
Oh, I saw they got a big snow up in New York.
So this is nothing. This is great. No, it's great to be here. I love what you guys do with the Boys and Girls Club of Central Florida. You guys have been a champion for it for a couple of years, and it's great. So
by the way, if you want to donate, 407-841-6855. That's the number to call. That's our telethon number, 407-841-6855. By the way, when Mayor Buddy Dyer gets here, I'm going to unveil. I am going to be the campaign manager for Jamie Say. I think Jamie Say needs to run for office, some sort of public service office in this community. You're laughing.
I am laughing.
You have a good heart. You're smart. And you care about the community. I think Jamie said, I'm going to talk to Buddy Dyer about this.
Right? You know, I love my current job, though.
I know. Well, you know? Can still have your current job and still run for office.
I appreciate that. Yeah. There's a lot of caring, smart individuals in our Central Florida community, and a lot of them are in leadership positions right now. So we'll get behind them.
Not as good as Jamie said.
I appreciate that.
All right, let's do the football pigskin picks, Austin.
Oh, it's time for the pigskin picks. Last week, Jamie Say astutely picked the Bucks to cover against the Vikings and the Dolphins to cover against the Chiefs. Bianchi did not! That means Jamie Say won the week by two picks. It means Jamie has built a three-pick lead in the overall standings and has now tied Mike Bianchi in the week-to-week tally. Here we go with... Here we go with the picks for the professionals of here in the state of Florida. We start off Jacksonville Jaguars at the Baltimore Ravens. Ugly spread here. Ravens favored by 13. Mike, who do you got?
13?
Yeah.
You know what? This is the week that the Jaguars try out the rotating quarterbacks I've been calling for weeks now. Yeah, they're going to start with Gardner Minshew, but then guess what? Then Jake Luton's going to come in. Then Mike Glennon. The Jaguars will discombobulate that Ravens defense. And yes, they will only lose this by 11 points.
I disagree with the rotation of the quarterbacks. I think Gardner Minshew will come out ready to fire away. I think he's going to misfire a little bit too. But I will pick the Jaguars to cover that 13-point spread just like Mike.
Up next, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Falcons in Atlanta. The Falcons are 6-point underdogs. Jamie, say, who do you got?
I'm going with the Bucs. I think they're going to start to roll here in December. They've got a veteran team who knows how to win in December. I think they go up and win by 10. I think this is the week they really get it back together.
You know what? As much as I need to catch up, I'm not going to go with the Jamie saying just pick different because I need to catch up. I agree with Jamie here.
I mean, it worked for her last week, so.
Yeah, well.
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me.
What?
I picked those games astutely not to catch up because I really believed in what I was talking about.
Okay. Whatever. All right. I'm going to go with the Bucks as well.
Up next, the Miami Dolphins take on the New England Patriots at Miami. The Miami Dolphins are actually favored by a point and a half. Mike Bianchi.
Man, who would have ever thought that this late in the season, what is it, week 15, that the Miami Dolphins are the team in the playoff hunt and the New England Patriots are downtrodden, dilapidated, just trying to get back up to 500. You know what? Watch out. The Patriots are dangerous. I'm taking the Patsies here to upset the Dolphins.
No way. No way. I'm picking the Dolphins. That spread, I'm surprised it's so low. The Dolphins have so much to play for. I really like Tua. I think the Dolphins' defense is going to feast on the Patriots. So, yeah, I think the Dolphins will go out and win by a touchdown.
Time for the college championship weekend. We start off in the Big Ten, where Ohio State is taking on Northwestern. Northwestern is a big underdog, 20 points. Jamie, say, who do you got?
I got Ohio State. You know, the Buckeyes are probably hearing that, you know, the naysayers that say they don't belong in the playoff because they've only played, what, like five games? I think Ohio State will come and pound Northwestern. They're clearly the class of the Big Ten.
20-point underdogs? I'll tell you what, Northwestern, they're being disrespected right here, all right? I've studied Northwestern's game tape. This is a good team. I've analyzed it. Their offense is good. Their defense is underrated. Northwestern will cover that spread easily.
Notre Dame taking on Clemson in the ACC championship game. Clemson favored by 10.5 points. Mike Bianchi.
Oh, too much. Too much. I don't care if Trevor Lawrence didn't play the last time they played Notre Dame. Again, people think Notre Dame beating Clemson last time was a fluke just because Trevor Lawrence didn't play. Watch out for Notre Dame. This may quietly be the second best team in the country. I'm talking about Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame will cover this spread.
How weird is it that Notre Dame is playing for the ACC championship?
I know.
Like, Austin's even talking about it. Now, I think Clemson comes out with Trevor Lawrence and shows them the real Clemson, not the Clemson that lost to the Irish. So I think the Tigers will win by like 14. So I'm picking Clemson to cover.
And now it's time for the game that we most care about. It's Florida taking on Alabama. And the spread is not kind to the Gators. Alabama favored by 17.5. Jamie, say.
And who would have thunk that the Gators would be a 17.5 point underdog this season with the type of season they've had? I think Alabama is the best team in the country. I think Alabama is going to win the game. And they're going to go on and win the national championship. But I think the Florida Gators will cover that spread. It's not going to be as lopsided, but it will still be a double-digit win by Alabama. However, I am picking the Gators to cover the spread.
Turn on the money machine.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Money talks. That's right. You know who else talks too much? Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen talks too much, all right? Dan Mullen goes on the SEC teleconference yesterday, and he tries to be bold and say, yeah, we're going to make the playoff after we beat Alabama. That, as much as he thinks that might fire up the Gators, and it might, all right? Adam Reardon was right earlier. Saban's cyborgs, they were probably overlooking the Gators, probably thinking, you know what? We'll bury these guys. We don't. All we have to do is show up. Now, Dan.
I believe he was saying Dan Mullen is definitely going to fire him up. And I believe he was going to end it with free money, free stuff.
Alabama to cover that one. I think that's what he was going to go for.
You think he was going to say Alabama to cover?
You think he was going to pull the old switcheroo?
I thought earlier he said he loved Dan Mullen firing up his team.
He does love Dan Mullen firing up his team, but he was also leading in with all of the Alabama talk of Alabama. He believed in what you said, and I believe we got him back. Mike, finish up what you were going to say.
Free money. Free stuff. Saban Cyborgs stampede the Gators. They win this game by 32.
Ah, wow. I told you I was right. That's what I guess you were going to say.
Dan Mullen can fire up the Gators all he wants. It doesn't matter because Alabama's just that much better. This isn't about bulletin board material. This is about talent on the field and coaching on the sideline, and Alabama has the advantage in every aspect of this game.
Well, we shall see, right, Mike? I think the Gators are going to cover. It's going to be closer.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. All right, Jamie, say we appreciate you showing up. Are you going to stick around?
I'll stick around. I want to see Buddy Claus.
Okay.
I want to see Buddy Claus. Have a very, very happy holiday season to y'all.
Oh, you too, Jamie, say. And by the way, you can watch Jamie's critically acclaimed show, After the Whistle, 11:35 every Saturday night. She'll be breaking down all the college football action this Saturday. Jamie, we will talk to you soon. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
All right, straight ahead, we think the mayor is going to be here shortly. He may be getting into his Santa outfit right now as we speak. All right, we're going to come back for the Open Mic Holiday Special next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.